WOMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul, and this is the first Monday of the month, which means we have Nora Walks in Spirit. Nora is an Algonquin shaman. She channels and speaks in tongues, and she's been joining us for the last couple months. We've got an interesting show. We're actually going to open up the lines and have you ask some questions, because we know that you have some questions around what you would like to hear, so we're going to do that. It's 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. But I thought we'd start. Why don't we start with the equinox? I know you haven't really channeled much of the information from that, but maybe they have something that they want to tell us now, because before your next show, it's going to be already gone. So see if they have anything that they'd like to tell us.
And it's on the 20th.
It's on the 20th this year, yes.
V'yayin shikuraba an shirana. Umbariyayin shirano. Yayin shiramariyatiyin yirinwai. Ni akur nor shirana. Dia. Yirinwariyayin shirano. There will be a larger... energy of light that arrives to awaken the light that has begun to shimmer within all hearts and minds of all living energies and kingdoms at this time. Preparing the setting for summer solstice to arrive is that light that must be lit on this spring equinox to shimmer for that next 90 days, and to wash and purify old patterns away, to ignite that light within. There will be some who will see the light around those first buds. That is the light within that own plant kingdom's DNA and the new birthing ones will have a light on their crowns or in their eyes. That is the light that others will see or wish to hold on to. This is the ones that cannot see with their inner eye. or intuitive eye. They'll be those mothers, grandmothers, relatives, relations. They will want to hold onto the light, not knowing that it is there. And this is what is arriving on this spring, is a birthing of a light quotient, much higher of love than ever before.
So it's really preparing us for the summer solstice, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because we're just going to be awakened within ourselves that we have a gift or an enlightenment of a light that's within us. We're going to be just, we already are being enlightened since last December, the sacred solstice. But that's December just was like plugging something in. And now this spring is awakening. It's starting the flame. You know, it's like making that the flame is going to be starting to and shimmer and illuminate within our minds that we have these abilities or gifts, or that we are accepting that we're transitioning into a very beautiful light energy field within us, so that when the summer comes, we'll be actively moving into it. Yeah. Like I'm seeing a different energy or field around plants and leaves, like even into the summer when you're planting your garden, or you see a new colt being born, or, you know, new puppies and everything. I'm just seeing there's a vibration, or not even an illumination that we're, you know, we'd like to see. It's a vibration of a different field. Yeah.
And so it's coming in with the plants and the animals first before people?
All at the same time. All in oneness. Always in harmony. And that's why there's that stillness that we're feeling. That quietness right now. You know, in this first weekend of the month of March, it's just like it really is coming in like a lamb. Well, that's just our energies are just very still and quiet and nestled in. Because in the next 15 days, 18 days, we're going to start looking around and becoming aware that something's changing, something feels different around us, something is just very peaceful. It's just a settling of an awakening that there is a different energy field around. And people are, like, it's not a sense of unknowing fear. It's not a sense of hurriedness, where you would see people walking down the street in a hurry or looking like what's going on. It's none of that energy. It's just every footstep and every movement is, I like this. I don't know what this wave is, but it's like sitting on the beach. You don't see the wind, warm air coming at you, but you just receive it. And you're not wondering, you're just receiving it. And that's the type of solstice, this is what I'm feeling is coming in. Because it's light, it's peaceful, and it's very soft and gentle. We're accepting this transition. We're not
forcing it.
Yeah, and we're not resisting. And we're not running away in the other direction.
Yeah, exactly.
Because some people do that when they don't know what is that noise or what is that sound. Or,
right.
It's raining, I'm out of here. You know, they run away.
Yeah.
They would just receive. It's this receiving is the energy of the mind, and the receiving is the energy of what is wanting to receive, not, ooh, I don't know if I want to receive. We're in a state of wanting to receive and humbly allowing it to come onto us. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling is coming.
And that would explain the quiet energies that we've been experiencing for the last little while, for sure.
It's a transition. And when you're in transition, you're not moving very fast. When you're in transition, you're becoming more aware of everything around you. Everything. Your sleeping patterns, the patterns of other people, the patterns of other items. You're just aware, you're more aware when you're in transition, and you're also opening up that an awareness to understanding. So you're actually searching for more information on what is going on with this or what is happening over here. You're just searching it for an understanding through that awareness. You're not searching out of fear. And this makes the big difference. And this is all that's coming about for this entire year, for all of the kingdoms, and every single day, not just the equinoxes or full moons or eclipses. It'll be that awareness every day. And for some people, they'll be more sensitive. They'll be very sensitive to a food group, very sensitive to an early morning hour, very sensitive to a conversation that's taking place in another room when it's not even someone that they know, perhaps, but they're going to be sensitized to the vibration of the tones spoken. Everything will be heightened. You know, it's like when you get on the roller coaster and you click, 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 click. You're getting up to the top, right? But you're aware, okay, this thing's going to take me like crazy around a bend, right? Uh-huh. But you're prepared and you know it, and you put yourself in the cart to begin with, right?
Right.
This is what's happening. You're aware and you know, okay, I'm going to be raising my, you know, my awareness. I'm going to be raising my body. I'm going to be, but like, I know it's going to be fun. There's going to be, you know, an excitement to it. There's no fear this time. Whereas maybe even a year ago, you would be like, I'm not getting on that thing. I'm not going anywhere near that park, because that was a different vibration of the planet.
Right.
Less fear now.
Well, that's a good thing. It's a good thing that we're letting go of fear.
Every day.
Right.
Releasing one other part for our evolution to be elevated. Every day. Through recognition, and that recognition and awareness. That's what's going to happen. Yeah.
Right. Well, we certainly need that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Nora Walks in Spirit. She can be found on the web at norawalksinspirit.com. If you have any questions, this would be a great time to give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You can try sending an instant feedback. We may be able to take instant feedbacks as well. They're right on the homepage, and connect with us there. It's probably best to give us a call, though, because Nora likes to connect in with your energy. And you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Some may go, he will surely be his. When the one that left us yet returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nora Walks in Spirit. Nora is an Algonquin shaman. She speaks in tongues. We've been talking about the spring equinox. You can find out more about Nora when you go to her website, norawalksinspirit.com. So walks in spirit. So norawalksinspirit.com, and connect with her there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right. Well, let's talk about animal totems.
Okay.
So where do you start with that?
Well, everyone looks for a different spirit guide or a totem. or animal guide. And for some people, it's something that they can make an attachment to. It's something that they can see tangibly. They're not guessing, what does this archangel look like? Is it just a picture that someone's drawn? They need to see and have that visual, more of a concrete visual. So they'll have an animal guide versus a spirit guide. Right. So that's one thing. The animals come in at any time. Once we start connecting to their spirit, they will come in at any time that we are in need of being healed. We are in need of an understanding or a teaching, or they will come in for a warning.
Hmm.
So this is why I find that when someone will say to me, what is it, you know, what is it that is working with me today? Is different animals work with you? With the Algonquin medicine, what I was taught was we have our animals that correlate with our chakras.
Okay.
So we begin with the root chakra as the bear medicine. And we'll go into wolf, next chakra, owl, heart chakra, beaver, and then throat chakra is the eagle, and the higher chakra is the butterfly. Butterfly medicine with the winged, and it moves into the different dimensions and transmutes and transcends. And so a lot of times those particular animals and their spirits, they each contain a different attribute, a character, and a role, depending. So they would come in and work with me in my medicine work. But with other people, they may come in on a whole different level. And it can be any animal, not just the ones that I work with in my own chakra system.
Right.
And a lot of people want to have the eagle. They want to have a hawk. They don't want to have a fish. They don't want to have a turtle.
Yes. I had a shaman initiation. And my shaman initiation was a really large white wolf. But, I mean, people were talking about, I mean, I was told that was a teacher. But people, I mean, the actual teacher at the time, his was a chameleon. So he's, you know, he goes, I'm this big guy. I was expecting this really big thing to come by. And he goes, and this tiny little thing came up to me. And he thought it was very interesting. But, yeah, says a lot about his character, actually. So...
Well, there's more hidden within.
Yeah, a lot was hidden within. So after many years of, or a couple years after of thinking about that, it was like, oh, yeah, that made a lot of sense. A lot of sense. Yeah.
And the other aspect, too, is that when they're coming in to give us a warning, we should honor that right away and understand the purpose of why they're there. If it's... I find a lot of times for me when I'm doing a lot of road traveling on the highway, it's really quite often that there'll be a hawk,
right,
come over the car ways away, and I know it's usually giving me a warning to slow down, or there's construction ahead or an accident ahead. So it's that's when I know that's the relationship that I have with the hawk when I'm traveling. Goes ahead and just protects the highway and brings me back the warning that something's coming ahead. And some of them will come for the healing. So you could have something wrong with your body, or somebody in your family is sick, and you'll be, you know, in the grocery store, and there's a little boy that has some sort of animal picture on his T-shirt or on the back of his jacket. And that's that medicine of that animal giving you what is needed in your household. it just appears like that when you become connected to them. The other aspect of the animal guides, in the development of many different types of nations, not just Algonquin, when the animals appear in a vision and they're solid white, it's very, very powerful medicine that you're personally working with. So if you're getting the white buffalo, white owl, white wolf, they're very, very, it's like very, very high level of medicine that's going to be working with you or healing you or taking you into a new teaching on your own. Yeah.
Well, it was just funny because he said, now, don't have an expectation, because we all have expectations. We all want to see what we want to see, right? So a wolf had come to me, not the big white one, but a wolf had come to me probably, I don't know, a couple months prior to that. So I kept saying, okay, not a wolf, not a wolf, not a wolf, not a wolf. And of course, this big white wolf is like, oh, you are big. And you are definitely a wolf. So, yeah.
In its highest, purest state, right, is this white.
Yeah.
Absolute highest, purest state. It also represents abundance. That whole.
That's still yet to come.
You haven't worked with the white wolf then.
Maybe.
You set him aside.
I did a lot at the time, but yes.
I guess it would be probably more of an understanding of what animal spirit that you walk with or are seen with to try and depict what the characteristics are of that animal that is teaching you and the characteristics that it's showing is resembling you. So, for instance, I have a very large black bear.
Mm.
Algonquin medicine is Makwa, which is we are a bear clan.
Right. Nice.
So on the reserve, it's Makwa Lodge, which is Black Bear Lodge. And my particular black bear is standing behind me, but he's on 2 feet.
I saw him, just, yeah.
And he's always protecting. Whereas, my son's bear is on 4s and it's just a cub.
Oh.
And very playful, but also it's an adolescent cub, so it's very temperamental. And I've seen different people, like even a really, really tall, tall man that I've worked with, and he also has a little cub rolling around at his feet.
Aww.
Because he has the bear medicine working with him just to say there's a lot of playfulness. You know, right. And usually that personality in that man is very like a joker.
Right.
Or up to tricks all the time, or likes to nudge people and, you know, jib them or something. That's the small cub.
Right.
Character that I see rolling around. So with my own visions and things, I can somehow see the character of the person just with the animals.
Hmm.
To see what they're all about. And the same with you working with the owl medicine. That's your intuitive guide. And that's the owl that brings in the inner mind's eye and then also oversees into prophetic thing. Right. So you would have that owl there that guides you into prophetic visions, right? And yet will sit still and let you see within of your own personal inner vision. And that's where the owl would come in and just sit on your shoulder there.
My right shoulder, I guess.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a tawny brown owl.
Cool.
That I'm seeing. Be it you could have yet you could have yet you could have yet and should know what he had to get in a. This looks like there's one eye closed.
Oh, so one eye's inward and one eye's out.
Well, means you got to get more attentive of having both eyes open now.
Oh, okay.
So something that you're not wanting to look at, something that's still there that's coming, and you're just waiting on it. Right?
Okay.
This is what's happening there. You don't necessarily have to have an eagle or a hawk or these, you know, or condor, very heart, large thunderbird. These are not important. It's what works with you and what the spirit can teach you. because they always come in giving us a lesson, a teaching, and even if it's just a little tiny mouse.
Yeah.
It's giving us, or a spider.
Right.
It's giving us information.
Okay, we're going to go to our next break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nora Walks in Spirit. She can be found on the web at norawalksinspirit.com with Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and we have Nora Walks in Spirit. Now, we were just doing a whole segment on guides, and if you want to know what your guide is, this would be a great time to give us a call. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we can discover what is going on with you and maybe where your energy is at this point. All right. So it's warming up here. We got some nice sun coming up. It's warming up.
-3 to...
Oh my,
no,
it started,
maybe.
It started a lot colder than that. I think it was -7, ooh, which, of course, the States doesn't know what that means. So we're talking, I don't know, about 20 degrees probably, what it started as, because there was a wind chill. It was even probably worse.
Below zero.
20 as in Fahrenheit, because our audience is Fahrenheit versus Celsius. Oh. Okay, so... we've been talking about spirit guides, and it made me think I love going to Ted Andrews' book.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I was so hurt. I don't know if that's the word, when he passed away, because he passed away a couple years ago. So no more books from Ted Andrews. He was kind of one of the people that you would go to. I remember, one day I was walking and I saw a skunk, and I'm like, uh-oh. Okay. So I crossed the road, but so did the skunk. It's like, okay, that's got to be telling me something. So then I had an animal communicator, and she said, oh, yeah. He said, what were you thinking about at the time? Because the skunk was trying to tell you that there was some anger going on. I was like, oh, yeah, that's likely. But, I mean, I look to animals for certain things. Like when I see two swans together, that always makes me think of, you know, the pure love, the kind of...
the grace.
Yeah.
They bring grace.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love when I see them when I go for my walks on the boardwalk. Don't often see them in the winter, but they're still there. I mean, they're always there. But
yeah, one animal that I really find interesting in its personality and characteristic patterns is the beaver.
Right. You said that was the heart.
Yes. And home is where the heart is.
Oh, beavers like to make homes.
And beavers is all about rebuilding and restructuring who you are within. And so when you're going through a move in your career path or a move in moving anything, relationship, beaver medicine will show up. Huh. And it's always about letting go also. So it's a very, very powerful animal to work with, to call on at any time. And so we kind of start to realize that it never gets attached to its home, because that time and intricate building and collecting and weaving in the branches and the leaves and the putting everything together, it builds its own home, which is the dam, and it's only there for a short time before the river takes it all away. Mm-hmm. And he's quite okay to travel down the water and go rebuild a new home.
Right.
So it's also about no attachments and letting go. Mm. And that no attachments and letting go requires a lot of character within you. Because, it's not just about his house floating down. It's bringing everything into a new again. Recreating. So it's also about the direction of the east.
Right.
Which is when you work with a medicine wheel, you always enter the medicine wheel in the east and exit in the east. And the east for us in the Algonquin medicine is beaver medicine, because you're entering your house in the direction of the east.
I just remember there's one in our area, in the beaches, that's a little overambitious, because he does try to block off like all of Lake Ontario. It's like, oh, wow, you guys are ambitious. But it looks like we're getting some callers now, once I discuss that we could find out animal guides. Okay, so let's go with Shelley from New York. Hi, Shelley.
Larry.
All right, so Shelley.
Hi there. Hi, Lori.
Hello.
Hello, Shelley.
Hi there. I love your voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, she wants to know about her animal guide. Now that you've opened that up, Nora.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm seeing rabbit energy around her.
Oh.
Rabbit?
And that rabbit energy is you know, some where the rabbit will be in camouflage. So she is very still, and doesn't, you know, people may not know that she's in a room. It's just there's that rabbit that sits in the woods. You can't really see him, whether it's a brown rabbit or a white rabbit, but it's very still. Also represents making decisions with time, with a time element. And then when she's made her mind up, and when it's time to go, just leaps right into it.
Yeah, the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, fertile like a bunny. Are you wanting to have children?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm beyond that age. Okay. I thought of maybe adopting, but yeah.
Oh. Well, that
I'm
might be a good option for you.
But this animal that's coming to me at your side, it's like I just see this rabbit on the right side of your foot.
Uh-huh. Nice.
And that little brown rabbit is there. It just walks with you, and it's just part of who you are in decision making and analyzing. And you never just jump into anything. You have to really, really sit still. That's the freeze. That's the freeze frame when it's sitting still, listening.
Right.
And it's also about the ears. So when the rabbit is sitting still, his ears are up and moving a little bit. That's like antennas. So when you're sitting still, you're listening from all over the place, and you're assessing all different conversations and whether you should take this course or whether you should go on that flight. This is how you work with the rabbit medicine. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, that definitely resonates. Definitely.
So whenever you're wanting to make a decision on something, you're just going to feel that medicine of that rabbit energy come through, and you'll get a confirmation from somewhere along the line that, yes, the rabbit medicine is there for you, and that, yes, you'll go into whatever course that you want to take. It does also represent fertility and abundance of little bunnies, but for this gal here, Shelley, it represents having the antennas up, those ears twitching while it's sitting in the woods quietly. The ears are moving because it's listening to see what's going on around it from many, many miles away. So she
right.
would be having her ears, her mind open to what's going on with grandchildren many, many miles away, or what's
right.
going on with her husband or brother or sister many miles away, intuitively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very helpful. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank
but
you
if you are thinking of adopting, this might also be a good, that might also be part of the sign too.
Okay. Thank you.
Or grandchildren.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. All right. Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you so much. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Have a great
day. We have another caller. I'm not sure if we can get through it before the break, but I think we might be able to. Teresa from Washington State also wants to know what her animal guide is. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Can you just say a few words, please?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious if my guide is, my animal totem or guide is who I think it is, and if so, how can I call upon it to help me?
Are you working with turtle medicine?
No, not at all. Or at least I'm not aware of it.
Because I see turtles moving around you.
Hmm.
And this is about getting very, very grounded.
Okay.
It also means working with the number 12.
Oh, that definitely makes sense.
And it also represents like going within and doing a bit more research on a lot of things. That's on your plate right now.
Okay.
So, you know, with the turtle will sit still and pull his head inside the shell, and that's just, you know, that's just, he's getting a warning something's coming.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to sit still and just be in camouflage or just not even moving. This is something
okay.
to do coming up soon. Don't take action on something. Just take it slow. It's also a mud turtle, so it's brown. So it's really deeply going deep within your inner core and just assessing that work. It will work well with any animal guide that you have now because it's the closest, most rooted animal, as it's basically four legs very close to the ground. So,
huh.
So he's going to work very well with your other guide that you currently have.
Well, that makes very much sense to me. Thank you.
You're
okay.
All right, we're going to go to our next break. If anybody else wants to know what their animal guide is, their animal totem, give us a call now. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nora Walks in Spirit. Nora can be found on the web at norawalksinspirit.com. She's an Algonquin shaman. And we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Nora Walks in Spirit today. It's been an interesting show. We've kind of gone from, you know, the the solstice that's coming up in the spring, to animal totems, to offering people to know what their animal guides are. We might be able to take one more caller if you want to know what your guide is, to give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. We might want to do this more often, see what people come up. But, yeah, I thought, you know, one of the questions was how to connect. And, you know, that's we're all very different because we all have our intuition is different. So it's really learning to know how you intuit, whether you're audio or visual or clairsentient or claircognizant, or like you said, your hands, or, I mean, we channel and intuit information in many different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And which one works the strongest for us and is the easiest? And the quietness of sitting in absolute stillness will draw in that particular spirit guide that is the true information delivering for you. So whether it's sitting in stillness and waiting on the energy to come through, the energy of the information, or the energy of a sign of some sort of symbol or spirit guide, it's a matter of first connecting with that particular animal in stillness and really, really becoming intimate with its own energy field. And so that you know that you're not interrupted by other spirit guides or other thought forms that may come in to recreate whether you are really attaching to that particular animal or something else. So part of the communication is really being very, very grounded and very, very still and waiting on that animal's communicating energies to come through you. Shu kura bariya mariyan mariyan no kura bariya ti mariya tu kura bariya ichura no mariya ichura no kura bariya ti So for some people, it's the actual vision. And for other people, it's the actual energy of feeling and start action in the way, realizing that they're doing all the activities and characteristics of that particular animal more on one day than another, that they would realize this totem is walking with me more than I realize. And I can utilize that energy the next day or the next night, knowing that that it wants to be with me. If it's appearing and walking with you because you're portraying the characteristics of it, then you know it's coming to bring you either a healing, an understanding, a teaching, or a warning. So in that case, you're not really using the clairaudient, clairvoyant, claircognizant. You're just stepping into the characteristics of that particular totem. And that's when you're moving in your highest state, actually, of channeling, because you are becoming one with the energy of that animal. In Shukura Bariya Tetekira Bariya, which means you're opening up all of the energy blocks that might be happening in your life at that moment to be released by letting that animal and its characteristics, its spirit, to purify and cleanse what's holding you back from making a decision on something. The inshukurabariyati on Maria Shirano Bariyati Atikiraniya. And when I'm speaking about this right now, what's coming into mind is the Kundalini. Because that has a lot to do with communication also. Because it's awakening all of those chakras, your entire spinal column, the throat chakra, your inner mind's eye, and the opening of the top of the head to receive all of that energy through that ebb and flow frequency. And that's the Kundalini or the serpent or snake, which is the highest golden and white light that pours through your body and opens up all the channels so that you can communicate in any of those gifts of intuitive, prophetic, claircognizance, and so on. And they're just saying, and don't forget when you're sitting still about the little creepers and crawlers, because they are also communicators to us.
Right.
So someone says, well, I don't want a ladybug. You know, I want a lion.
Right, right, yes, right, exactly. I saw the cutest movie the other day, or it was this weekend, and it was, he started communicating with a spider.
There you go.
Exactly. Spider was telling him a lot of information.
About how to build a web?
Well, that and the fact that he was spending too much time in his room and no one had ever spent that much time. It was just really cute, but yes.
It's being in a web.
Yeah.
You're enclosed in many walls.
And then asked him
if
he wanted to have a web on his door to keep everybody out. He kind of thought that was his point of saying, okay, maybe I'm in my room too much. It's time to get out.
And, it was very cute. That's what spiders all about.
Yeah, it was very cute.
Being in your own web.
All right, well, we don't have much time left. Is there any message you'd like to leave us with?
Yes, I'm just going to see what message that they would like to deliver on this beautiful sunny day here of what's happening for this oncoming.
Okay.
In this next 10 days or 12 days before that equinox starts arriving onto the new budding plants and gardens and that sort of thing and a new birth that's coming. Keep your ears and eyes open, children. Open up your hearts to listen from higher levels of intuitive minds and inner ears. There are more guides and more totems and more wisdom keepers and gatekeepers and record keepers around you more than you know. All are bringing in highest wisdom to assist you in your journeys that are transforming more rapidly each hour of the day. You need not look at the time. You just need to know all time within you is adjusting incompleteness of your journey at hand. And now is the time.
See, time. It does make sense. All right. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, we have to get going. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. Check Nora out at norawalksinspirit.com. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.